May Day riots broke out in cities around the world today as demonstrators rallied against capitalism and globalization. Some of the worst violence took place in Germany, where protesters pelted police with stones and bottles. Several people were injured. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Berlin.
Thousands of demonstrators gathered in the western Berlin district of Kreuzberg to confront some 9,000 police officers. Berlin's police force staged its largest deployment in years in anticipation of the violence. A collection of self-styled anarchists, anti-globalists, and left-wing militants tore up pavement stones and pelted the armored police wagons. Columns of police moved in toward the crowds to fire water cannon and mild tear gas. Demonstrators chanted, "German police are fascists," in response to the police charge. Some protesters waved flags opposing globalization, while others carried anarchist banners. Armored police vehicles swept through the narrow streets, negotiating an obstacle course of overturned dumpsters and torn-up pavement. Kreuzberg, the center of Berlin's radical leftist movements, was sealed off by police. Still, thousands managed to get inside the police perimeter, setting bonfires and overturning cars. Mass demonstrators attacked police with metal poles and glass bottles. Dozens were injured during today's clashes, and at least 100 people were arrested across Germany. Earlier in the day, about 900 neo-Nazis staged demonstrations in eastern Berlin and Frankfurt. Police surrounded the right-wing demonstrators in an effort to keep them apart from left-wing counter-demonstrators. May Day, traditionally a labor holiday, has been marked by anti-globalist protests over the past few years. In London, 5,000 protesters brought the city center to a standstill. In Sydney and Melbourne, thousands of anti-capitalist demonstrators tried to shut down financial markets. Nonviolent demonstrations took place in Seoul, Moscow, Tehran, and Sofia. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.